On May 9, 1919, the 167th Regiment, the Alabama Regiment of the 42nd Division, returned in triumph. They were to be mustered out in Camp Shelby, Mississippi, but their three special troop trains stopped for celebrations in Huntsville, Decatur, Anniston, Birmingham, Montgomery, and Mobile. The parades were gigantic. The celebration on May 12th in Montgomery, where the regiment, previously a National Guard unit, had been mobilized, was enormous. Thousands turned out. The crowd extended over a mile. Fraser asserts, quote, "Montgomery had never had such a triumphant parade, nor has it seen such a thing since," end quote. The regiment had suffered 616 dead or missing, but had made a reputation as ferocious fighters. They earned the nicknames Alabama Wildcats and Alabama Wild Men. The chapter describing these celebrations is entitled Return of the Immortals. But in the 100 years since, World War I has faded in Americans' memories. This is, in fact, the primary motivation for Nimrod Fraser's meticulously researched history of the 167th. And, to Fraser, it is not ancient history. His father, Will Fraser, fought with the 167th. The unit served in the Mexican Border War under General Pershing in what appears as a kind of warm-up. The Alabamians, mainly country boys, fought with distinction, but left at leisure were unruly. General Edward H. Plummer supplied Fraser's title when he remarked, quote, "In time of war, send me all the Alabamians you can get, but in time of peace, for Lord's sake, send them to somebody else." They reinforced their reputation as wild men in France. Fraser writes, they were, quote, "sometimes a bit unrefined, especially when bored," end quote. Of course, they had little leisure time. Fraser describes their movements in France from arriving in November of 1917, taking their places in the trenches in February of 1918, and fighting in a series of battles that changed the nature of the war. For over 3 years, it had been trench warfare, artillery barrages, patrols in no man's land, rain, mud, and disease. General Pershing meant to change all this. The plan was mobile warfare, attack and keep attacking. This was costly, enormously so. The descriptions of killed and wounded read like a Civil War battle. But the Germans were exhausted, and it was feared that they would be reinforced by troops from the East now that Russia had made a separate peace. Time was of the essence. Devotees of military history will especially appreciate Fraser's detailed descriptions of each battle, hour by hour in some cases. But the narrative is enlivened by many quotes from soldiers' letters home and the utterly new experiences these boys, most of whom had never been anywhere, went through on the personal level. The Alabamians' division, the 42nd, was known as the Rainbow Division because it was made up of soldiers from all over, especially New Yorkers, Yankees they had been accustomed from birth to hate. During the rare lulls, there were temptations, women and wine, of course, and the officers had a time keeping the men free from venereal disease. It was France, and war, however brutal, can be broadening. Fraser has included an extremely useful chronology of World War I and a list of Alabamians who served, complete with hometown. Surely thousands of Alabamians will take a peek to see the family name proudly listed there.